Lawless Britain, Scheme to Scrap Most Short Jail Sentences for Criminals Commences. By Kurt Zindelka on March 24, 2026. The British judicial system was further degraded on Monday as a scheme to scrap short jail terms for criminals came into effect in a bid to reduce overcrowding in English and Welsh jails. After previously releasing thousands of offenders early to clear room in Britain's prisons, the left-wing Labour government has enacted reforms, meaning that those who would have been jailed for up to a year will now only receive a suspended sentence, other than in exceptional cases. The reforms, which came into effect on Monday, also empower Britain's infamously lenient judges with the ability to hand out suspended sentences for offenders who would have faced up to 3 years in prison. The exceptional circumstances under which offenders are actually jailed for sentences typically up to 1 year will also be left to the discretion of judges or magistrates, the BBC reported. At any given time, there are more than 6,000 people serving sentences of up to 1 year in English or Welsh prisons. Such offenders are the most likely to reoffend after being released from prison. Rather than simply jailing them for longer to prevent further crimes, proponents of the reforms suggested that addressing them through so-called community-based approaches would be less expensive. Meanwhile, given that such offenders are less likely to be jailed, it is also less likely that they will be remanded before their trials. Additionally, courts will be granted the ability to defer sentencing offenders for up to a year, compared to the current standard of 6 months, which will supposedly allow for criminals to address issues that led to their conviction, such as drug addiction. The changes to the sentencing structure, the most significant in generations, come as the left-wing Labour Party government is seeking to upend centuries of British legal norms by eliminating jury trials for lesser offences, which would then be decided by a single judge rather than by one's peers. It also comes as Britain is facing a crime wave, particularly with low-level thefts, with shoplifting hitting a record high last year, with 530,643 cases being reported in the year up to March 2025, a 20% rise over the previous year. The British capital of London also now owns the distinction of being one of the world leaders in cell phone thefts, with 80,000 being stolen in 2024, alone. With jail terms likely being completely off the table for most of the phone snatchers, it may incentivize more criminals to get into the act. Conservative Shadow Justice Secretary Nick Timothy said that many shoplifters will escape prison because of the reforms, saying that the country can't trust Labour to keep us safe. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.